here's what happened when we confronted a man whom we were told by these people they paid money to. Here's what happened.
Did you help these people come here?
What?
Did you help these people come?
Yes.
How did you help them?
My friend, no.
Did you take money from them?
No, my friend.
How much money did you take?
I don't take money. Yes.
So no, how did you help them if you didn't take
money? No problem, my friend.
How do you get them here if you don't take money then? You said you helped them to get here. How did you do that?
I see.
You see them?
Only see, but yes. And I help.
You haven't?
No problem, no.
You've never taken money? You've never taken money off the refugee stuff?
Never take money, never.
Is it $2,000 a journey?
$2,000? Who?
For the refugees to pay you?
Yes, from Turkey, yes, $2,000, but here I don't know.
You helped smuggle them, didn't you? You helped smuggle them?
What?
Did you help smuggle the people here?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So you're not saying that you helped smuggle them over, despite you arriving and helping them, and they paying you money?
Look, I am here alone.
Yeah.
They pay for help, but me, no.
Okay.
Look, I am here and they are there.
It's a flat denial, as you heard there, Nick, from that man, but the story doesn't stack up, and indeed we were told by a number of people that, yes, they had paid that man through intermediaries to help them get across here. It's very rare, of course, that smugglers will own up to it. The Greeks do arrest people they find to be smugglers. Indeed, there was an incident some weeks ago of a man arrested in the main port of Mytilene who was armed and who fired at police. Police managed to contain him and take him away. But that trade is booming. You heard the sums of money that people are willing to pay, that the smugglers are charging, and it is a trade that is booming right now, because as winter approaches, the seas get rougher, the weather gets poorer, people are less willing to take the risk.